I am Jimbo Paris, and you are listening to the Jimbo Paris Show. All right. How's it going, everyone? This is Jimbo Paris. Welcome again to the Jimbo Paris Show. Today we have a special guest, Danielle Martins. So she's a personal branding strategist, author, and entrepreneur. And she essentially focuses on helping entrepreneurs develop their own personal brands. So personal brands are definitely a big thing in this day and age. And I definitely want to learn more about how personal brands are created through the lens of an expert. So let's see what she has to say.
Hi, Jimbo. Thank you so much.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you so much for having me here. Yeah, totally. Let's talk about a personal brand. Okay. In fact, people use the words and expression creating, building, but in essence, this is how they understand the subject. But we don't create personal brands. We develop personal brands because, in fact, every single human being already have their personal brands. For example, if I ask you to think, you don't have to say the name, but think of a great leader whose name comes up into your mind. Think of someone who likes gossiping, whose name comes into your mind. There are names that pops up into your mind. So these names popped up into your mind because this is how they are positioning in your understanding. This is how you perceive them. So this is their personal brands. You understand? So the personal brand, all human beings already have one. And I like to say that it's the mark you leave in people's minds and hearts. Why? Because this is how you are being perceived by them. So that's why I say you don't create this. You develop or you uncover, because not everyone is aware that they already have a personal brand. So not everyone is consciously managing it. Everything that we do, everything that you do, communicates something to the world. The clothes you wear, the way you talk, the ambiences, that the places that you go, the car that you drive, everything sends out a message about your choices, about your values, about your tastes, okay? In the professional world, the way you do things sends out also a message about the way you care or not about the things you do. So consciously managing those communications, those contacts, you understand, the way you project yourself to the world, that's the process that we call personal branding with the ing, because personal brand you already have, but we discover, for example, in your case, if you have never lived or experienced personal branding process, okay, we start by doing a research into your essence, into your being, and then we are going to uncover it. Okay, you are good at this, you are good at that. Okay, this one we can manage, you understand? And you use these to consciously manage the way you want to be perceived by others. Why? Because at the end of the day, you are not in control of everything that people will think about yourself, but you do want to be in control of your reputation. Because when I asked you, think of a great leader, this is his reputation. You understand? How do you want to be perceived by others? So the process of personal branding, like ING, is about doing just that. Is treating yourself, okay, consciously in the way you want to be perceived by others. Because it affects all other relationships you have in your life, be it on the personal level or professional level.
Okay, I understand now. So personal brands are things that are developed, not created.
Exactly. No.
Okay. That's quite interesting. And I have even more questions with you about that, I think, much later into the interview. But I want to start this interview off always with, tell me a bit about yourself. What about you? because I want the audience to know about who created you, you know, or who developed you in a way. How did you become this woman that you are right now?
Oh, thank you. I love the question. Okay, so I'm Brazilian, but I'm based in Portugal. But I work with people all around the globe, so I'm very global. Okay. On the professional side, I have been in the marketing and branding industry for big corporations. It's going to complete now 25 years. Okay. But a few years ago, I started work with people, helping them develop their personal brand. In terms of my personal side, you know, I love people. I love working with people. That's why I do this. This is something that really fulfills me. Okay, in the professional side, I like to keep things very concise, very neat, you understand? On the personal side, I like, you know, to create warmer relationships, both in professional and in personal. But I like joke, you know, I'm a very funny person. But yeah, just a regular person, you know, who likes people. This is me.
So I think the next question I have for you is, so when it comes to developing a personal brand, how do people know what exactly to develop? Wouldn't they need to know their brand first? How do you think they could begin discovering that?
First of all, it's through a lot of research on the person, okay? Because it needs to align your personal essence, okay, with what you want, you intend to do. Because, for example, there are people who will come into the process and say, okay, I just want to help my reputation for me to be able to be more valuable as an employee in the market. Because, for example, you may be working on a corporate, for example, but you want to still be valuable in the market. Why? Because that relationship with that corporate one day may broke up, or because your values have changed, your goals, professional and personal goals have changed, and you decided to go on another path. You understand? You want to keep your name on the top of the umbrella. You don't want to be, quote unquote, a puppet of that corporation. There will be people who will come, okay, I am a coach, a life coach, or I am an author. For example, I work with a lot of authors, or I am a business person, and I want to create that reputation around my name in which, remember, again, when I asked you, think of a great leader. If that person would materialize here in front of you and say to you, Jimbo, come here, let's do business together. Perhaps you would say, oh my God, I'm totally in. So the value of that business proposal is not in the business itself, but in the person. The person who proposed you, why? Because you trust that person. So when you trust that person, you trust that everything that this person touches is trustable and is valuable. You want to be part of that. First of all, is to define their goals, okay? What is it that they want, okay? Being personal, being professional. Then comes the research on which we are going to unveil. Okay, what is it that sounds true to me that I can still project professionally to the world? Because at the end of the day, you cannot separate the personal from the professional. I cannot come here and say to you, Jimbo, come here, dress like this and appear like that. If it's not true to you, you won't be able to sustain this fake version of yourself. You understand? So everything needs to be aligned. What is it that you want? What are your goals? Based on your goals, we assess the information. Okay, what is your differentiation? What is it that you are good at doing that we can enhance it and use it at your favor, in the favor that will help you achieve your goals, your personal and professional goals? There are three pillars that I like to explore during the personal branding process, which are first, the internal, okay, the internal perception. Also, because the way you perceive yourself may not always be the same way other people perceive you. We need to make the connection. Where are the connected dots between internal perception and external perception? Then comes the building of that external, you know, communication. How do you communicate your values? How do you communicate your goals? You understand? How do you put yourself there with strategies to achieve your goals? Then comes also the personal marketing, in the way that how are you going to achieve your objectives with the people, with the resources, you know, in the channels that we want. That's why I always say that there is no personal brand restricted only on the online arena. This is a misconception. You interact with people, you are a human being, you have offline behavior, and you have, you know,
Hearing. Could you repeat that? There is no personal brand that restricts?
That exists only in the online arena. Because people has this misconception, okay, I'm going to open a Facebook profile, an Instagram profile, now I have my personal brand. No, you don't have your personal brand because you open social media profiles. You just have a digital footprint, period. Because your personal brand exists offline and online. Reputation exists offline and online. The art here is to keep those both very well integrated, because even though you interact a lot online, but there are people who know you offline, and your behaviors leaves a mark in the world. You understand? Your reputation is always there, and your reputation introduces you even long before you open your mouth. That's why you need to take care of both worlds, offline and online. Strategies on personal branding needs to integrate both worlds.
Correct. And, you know, just to flip this on a different end, what has been your most satisfying moment working in business over the years?
You know, is people happy? You know, this is what really fulfills my heart, is know that when people are happy with the results that they are getting, because I collaborated with them to make that happen, this is when I am out of the charts, you know, in the clouds. Because, I don't know, I'm a people person. This is how I work, how I function. When I see people happy, I'm happy.
And what's sort of the biggest, or maybe I'm thinking maybe the greatest thing that inspires you to continue pushing hard with your business?
Dreams. I am a dreamer. I am someone who is always looking for what's next, what's next. I am always dreaming of doing greater things that I did. You know, I am not ambitious in the terms of, oh, okay, I want to be like a diamond in the world, you know. But I always strive to be better than I was yesterday. So everything that I do, every year, I look to be better than I was in the year before, you know, always progressing, always achieving something that fulfills my heart, you know, always dreaming, always believing in a better tomorrow, you know, always believing in the beauty of my dreams, you know, always doing something, being movement. This is what drives me, you know, always keep moving. One of the things that drives me crazy is the feeling, for example, of being stuck. I cannot be stuck. I cannot accommodate myself. Okay, now life is good. I'm going to sit here. No. I like it. This is something that fulfills my heart. Keep always working on something, always building something, always advancing something.
Is that book behind you your best-selling published book?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm. It was a bestseller.
Okay. Can you kind of talk a little bit about it? Some people aren't familiar about mental slavery.
Beginning by the name, we put rising up from mental slavery, because at the end of the day, the prisons are mostly in our minds. You thinking that you can do something or that you can't do, it's all in your mind. And most people stop themselves from doing things, from achieving things, from dreaming, because they think they are not worthy or they don't have all the means that they need to achieve that. And it's all in the minds, in the forms of limiting beliefs. You know, talking a little bit about myself, as I told you, I came from an environment very toxic, very violent, and I grew up thinking that, okay, this is me, and I have no point being here, nobody loves me, nothing that I can do is ever worth for anybody, you know, and I thought, okay, this is life, is this life? And most of the things that I was so afraid of doing, of executing, because I thought, okay, because I didn't study enough, I don't know people enough, you know, nobody likes me, it was only in my mind, limiting beliefs. So this is like a mental slavery, is you being a slave from your thoughts, the way people raised you, the beliefs that they transmitted to you, the paradigms. And once you understand the root of those, that way of feeling and thinking about yourself, you have the chance to, okay, now I can look at myself in a different way. Okay, if people told me since I was born that I was not capable of doing this, what if I try? What would be the worst thing that I could do if I try to do the things that I want? There is no negative consequence in trying to do new things, even though you don't have the ways, the means, the people on your side. You know, if you have that drive, that feeling that, okay, I'm going to do this, I'm going to try this, I'm going to try to revamp the way I see myself, the way I perceive myself, the way I understand that I am capable of not of doing things and experiencing new ways of behave, of thinking about yourself, and having more courage to try new things.
And what activities would you generally want entrepreneurs who would like to be like you to invest in?
Collaborations. Why? Because you never do business with bricks and walls. You do business with other people. So the more you collaborate with people, the more you create, you know, ways of helping people, you will be helped, you know, in contrast. And for example, if you think of a supplier that you have in your life, I don't know, someone who supplies you with kind of a product or service, you will remember that it's not the company itself, but the person who deals directly with you, the kind of relationship you have with that person. Trust is in people, not in the building itself. It's how people treat yourself, how they have you into consideration. So that's what I say all the time. You are not an island. You need to go out. You need to create relationships with other people in order to advance your own business and vice versa. Collaboration for me is like a cherry on top of the cake.
Why is, you know, a personal branding strategist important to a business? Why do your clients see value in what you can provide to their business?
Think like this. Imagine your name being linked to great reputation, you know, great positive reputation, opening doors for you, bringing into your world new business opportunities, new collaborations, partnerships. You imagine your name being high quoted on the people's minds. This is what the branding do for them. This creates value around your name. Remember when I told you in the beginning previously that, for example, you as an entrepreneur, you may have a company to provide some kind of service, but you also have another company that provides, that sells products. You have the podcast. You have a lot of things. But your name being under the umbrella you are the one adding value to the ventures, not the other way around. Why? Because remember that I also told you that if you tied your success, your personal success, to the success of any corporate or product, the day that corporation goes down, you go with them. You disappear from the market with them. So the goal is always keeping the value, keep the value on yourself. If you think of Jeff Bezos, okay, he doesn't own only Amazon. He has a collection of other companies. Richard Branson. So the value is not in the companies, it's on themselves. If Jeff Bezos comes here tomorrow and say, I want to sell Amazon, this doesn't mean that he failed. This doesn't take any positive points around his name. This is only a decision. But his value is at her name, at his name, sorry. And when he decides to come here, okay, now I want to start another venture. Everyone knows that, okay, done by Jeff Bezos, this might be successful. The value is in the person. So the attractive side of developing the personal brand is exactly this, is putting yourself on the top of the umbrella, not on a pedestal, if that makes sense. Because personal branding is not about putting a crown on your head, you know, and treat you like, no. Personal branding is about adding value so you can add value to more people. Just this.
So we're going into another topic here. How do you get credibility and a positive reputation in a business?
Very simple. Promise less, deliver more. Right. I like to say this to my clients because, you know, you cannot over-promise things and not delivering the results. Because, once again, reputation is not what I say. It's how people experience it. So if I promise this and that, but by the time I work with them, I am delivering so much more, giving them so much more value than what they expected and helping them getting the results that they want. This is my reputation. So this is a practice that puts your reputation into a positive standard, never the other way around.
Promise less, deliver more. Okay. Interesting. And what tips could you give to maybe young entrepreneurs that maybe are inspired by what you're doing?
Once again, be conscious about everything you do. You know, there is a belief these days, I'm going just to be myself. I dress like this. And if you don't like it, it's your problem. You know, really? Because reputation is how other people perceive ourselves. So you can be true to yourself and still be conscious about the way you show up. Because, you know, if you are, especially you, that you are starting at the market, that you don't have people who can talk about your name positively, of course, people who have experienced it before, chances are that you have more difficulties to take your name out there, to make people notice about your services. So once again, be conscious. Promise less, deliver more. Be conscious on the way you interact with people, because at the end of the day, the taste you left people feel having about yourself will influence other potential clients, you understand? Be always strategic with the people you relate to, the collaborations that you do together, you understand? Be always conscious about everything that you do and have that ending goal in mind.
Can we also hear a bit more about your upcoming mentoring course?
Oh, great. Thank you so much. You know, I have been working with one-on-one clients up to now, but I'm going to be soon releasing my first ever mentoring group course on personal branding, okay, called Your Name, Your Brand, and it's going to be divided in three phases. First one about the internal. You are going to learn everything that you need to develop your personal brand and manage and communicate it. to add value to what you are doing. If you are an entrepreneur, to add value to your business. If you are an employee, to still in a way that people perceive the value that you deliver and that your name is valuable in the marketing. And this is to help people, and also to demystify that thing that, okay, because 90% of my clients, when they come to me and, okay, I have a logo, I have a website, okay, but when we are going to do the research, we see that things are not connected well. You are going to learn exactly how to do this, and at the end of the course, you are going to have your own personal GPS on how to streamline your brand to achieve increased, you know, reputation, positive reputation, business opportunities, collaboration. So, in the directions of your own personal goals. And of course, I'm going to be announcing the date of the launch soon, but up to then, I'm giving a free ebook about explaining exactly the terms of personal brand, personal branding, what it is, demystifying the wrong conceptions that have been, you know, spread into the web. So if you want to, you can click on the link, you receive the... Oh, you can do the here. You are showing the, my website. If you click here on course, you can also download the free ebook. So you can download the ebook there and be on the wait list, because I'll be announcing the start of the group soon.
All right. So just to kind of... Just asking here, is there any inspirational message that you can sort of give to anyone here about creating a personal brand, maybe just accomplishing their goals as an entrepreneur?
You know, when you strategically manage your interactions, it means that you are in the right path to achieve your goals. For example, adding value. When you differentiate yourself, of course, you are having creating one more chance to impact more people positively. So in terms of inspirational, what I can say is that you don't know how many people you can touch. You don't know how many people you can transform. Of course, the goal is not the number itself, but how you transform the lives of others. So if you work on your personal brand, you will have one more chance to help more people, because once again, your name, your reputation, you know, associated with positive feelings, helps you to also attract and achieve more opportunities to help more people.
Okay. Are there any final words you'd like to say to the audience? This has been an excellent interview.
Oh, thank you so much. It was excellent for me too. I don't know, in terms of where people can find me, they can find me all over internet under Danielle Martins. My website, my LinkedIn, I love to connect with people on LinkedIn. Okay, Instagram, Facebook, Danielle Martins, okay, very simple. And I love to collaborate with people. I love to get in touch with people. I love to interact, you know, if you want to come and present and connect with me. I'm all open to it, you know, very welcome. You know, I love creating new relationships.
Okay. Well, thank you again for being on this show. We're just going to do a few quick things to just end off this great episode here. So the first thing I'd like to talk about is LifeWork Systems. This is our affiliate partner. She essentially is an HR superstar. She goes into big corporate businesses and improves the employee infrastructure, which in turn sort of helps the business grow and become a better environment. So if you want to reach out to her, just talk to me. Okay. And I could give you an easy connection to her right there.
Awesome.
And next thing I like to talk about is sort of our YouTube channel. Please ring that bell. Continue to subscribe. All right. We're in need of some more people here. And again, we're growing slowly. So again, thank you for all the support, everyone. And
you.
Then the next thing, our Roku TV channel. This will be on Roku TV as well as all of our other episodes. So again, check us out there, buy a box, and yeah. And the final thing, Jimbo Paris Consulting Services. We provide exclusive services. We automate social media accounts. We automate YouTube channels. We'll provide you with a full plan that will promise growth. And I will be building content personally for your show to make it one of the best things out, whether that be a podcast, whether that be a Facebook account, whether that be an Instagram account. Just give me the name and set up a business analysis meeting and we'll do the discovery call. All right. So again, thank you, everyone. I'm Jimbo Paris, and this is the Jimbo Paris Show. Thank you for listening to the Jimbo Paris Show.